I can't do a show these days, it seems, without bringing in the spectre of AI, artificial intelligence. And today's example is A-level and GCSEs. And the story is that A-level and GCSEs will need to be overhauled quite dramatically if the exams are to keep pace with AI, which I have to say I find absolutely unsurprising. But I guess the question is really, how can we make exams more resistant to AI when students are increasingly reliant on it? I'm joined by Feb Ziga Turco, technology journalist, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Morning, Feb Ziga.
Morning.
Presumably you would agree that A-levels and GCSEs need overhauling because of AI.
Yeah, we have to adapt and also maybe mark the papers, give different weightings to certain skills. So things like coursework, for example, will either, I guess, go away or at least change in the way that it's marked, because the danger is, of course, that people will use AIs, large language models, to churn out beautiful essays, for example. So that will probably need to change. There'll probably need to be more oral examinations, but yes, also looking for understanding rather than regurgitation of facts. I think the analogue to this was the, you know, introduction of calculators, and should they be excluded from the exam, or if they're included, do we give fewer marks for the correct answer and more marks for understanding the problem and showing you working, as it were. So there is an analogue here, and it is possible to adjust things to take account of this. I guess my worry would be that things are developing so quickly that their capabilities, it's going to be hard for examination boards to keep up with their capabilities, and because they'll be capable of new things, not just, you know, better information, more facts.
I can immediately be drawn to more oral exams as a sort of obvious offset to the problem posed by AI, but even sort of extrovert exhibitionist like myself, I can remember when I had to do my French oral A-level, it was one of the most frightening experiences of my life, and I didn't perform to the standard that I knew I could. In fact, I was rubbish. And so I'm just mildly concerned that, I can see that the oral exams would offset the problems posed by AI, but they introduce a whole range of other problems for students.
They do, and again, you know, that's like the argument between how much of the marks do you put into a final exam and how much do you put on coursework. And it was thought at one time that coursework heavy courses favoured girls as opposed to boys, who seem to do better in exam conditions. But I'm not sure that's still true. But yes, it can change things. But I think the thing about this is, you know, we're all living in a world with these tools. And I think it would be wrong to just try to design things in a way that people couldn't use them. I mean, it's a basic tool, like, you yes. know, like everything else. It's a part of life. And when we do our jobs, if we still have jobs, when we do our unpaid work just to amuse our dark overlords, we will be using these tools.
Betsy, I've got to ask you the big question, then. You've set it up nicely, right? So it strikes me that the AI revolution is the biggest single thing to happen to the human race since the Industrial Revolution. And yet, no one in government seems to be talking about how we as a society are going to manage when no one has jobs. We've got a culture where we hate anyone on benefits, we hate paying tax, and we're looking at a future with no one in work. Just rational, help me here, Fancy. How are we going to survive? What's human society going to look like in 25, 50 years' time?
Oh, gosh. You could ask me 10 years and I might maybe not have a clue. I am distressed by the fact that governments are not speaking about this or planning it, other than saying, oh, well, we'll give teachers they're looking. What's really concerning me is that governments are looking for ways to leverage this technology to help the economy, and goodness knows it needs helping. It will be A lot of jobs will go. The types of, you mentioned Industrial Revolution. The interesting thing about this, I mean, no jobs are really safe, but actually it will be white collar jobs that go earlier than other types of jobs, I'd say. And the challenge would be, and this would be a good exam question, find an industry to go into that won't be rendered obsolete by the time you finish this course. I think it's really difficult. There is a scenario in this where we could be released from the shackles of being wage slaves and have good quality of life, and we all live off a universal basic income, which isn't a benefit where it's not an unemployment benefit where you're meant to go get a job. It is a way of subsisting. But even if you could solve that economic problem, and we should be doing more experiments with this, and we should be trying it, and we're not doing that, and it's really very worrying. But, you know, and just touching on what you were saying about retirement, you know, we are human doings, not human beings, in the sense that we're only really happy when we're working towards a goal, when we have a goal to work towards. And just giving people universal basic income and cutting them loose and saying enjoy is really quite a dangerous thing to do to our mental health, I think.
May I ask, I've been accused of going down the conspiracy rabbit hole a couple of times this morning, and some people may think I'm about to do it again, but it has been suggested to me that the reason no one's talking about the threat posed by AI is because the algorithms driven by the kind of companies that are going to be controlling AI aren't putting our concerns to the top of the agenda, so it's not being talked about.
No, I don't.
Rabbit hole?
I think that's... I don't think that's... That supposes a level of understanding and control of this process that we don't really have. I don't think it's that... algorithms are deprioritizing it as a topic. I think that it's really difficult to understand where we're going. This is a very fast moving tennis ball, and we have to anticipate not where it is now, but where it's going to be by the time we have to strike it. And I just don't think that governments know what to do with this. They don't fully appreciate what's at stake, and there are so many things at stake. You know, we've got what's euphemistically called job displacement.
I love that. It's a sort of Kafkaesque language we sort of box ourselves in with. Fitzy, if I may say, from your remarks about, you know, continue to work for our dark overlords, to putting me right on algorithmic rabbit holes, that was another really interesting conversation. Top marks, Fitzy. Really enjoyed that. Fitzy Turkel, technology journalist and host of the Gadget Detective podcast.